Gilbert and George live and work in three row houses in Spitalfields. But before daring to knock on their door, I get a half a pint of shandy at the local pub. I'd been warned that it was difficult to tell G&G apart. Not so tall, not so svelte, no longer so middle-aged, and not all that dissimilar. I'm nervous. I just know I'm going to get them mixed up. But the owner of the Golden Heart pub, Sandra, scoffs.
Can't tell them apart? Of course she can. Why wouldn't you tell them apart?
They say that look identical.
I don't think they look identical. But even if they were identical, you'd still tell them apart. You know, they've got different accents. But they are, everyone loves them.
Good morning, we are
Gilbert
and George.
But that's not full names.
Oh, we never use our full names.
But can you not for this purpose?
No, we never use them.
You would never?
No.
Why?
We think it's more democratic and more friendly, because everybody's just friends of a friend, they just use their Christian names, yeah? And we keep it to that.
But we made a decision a long time, 35 years ago, to simplify it, Gilbert and George, that's it.
Pointless trying to get them to break the mystique in a head-on interview. They're much too practiced as a performing duo. Better divert them by poking around this spotless high-tech studio. All the images they use in their current photo montages are neatly categorized in banks of drawers.
And here we have the different subjects, like we have sweat, tears, money, odds, city, flowers, urine.
Then there's a drawer labelled Jombies. Turns out, this is their nickname for zombies, a theme which runs through work they're making for a show which opens soon in Paris. In these red, black and white pictures, Gilbert and George are being attacked by swarms of insects which seem to be spilling out of their brains. It's a continuation of earlier work with insects, only this time.
And there's only one other living form within those pictures, and that is the pubic lice, because they are the most democratic, they don't behave according to any rules, they can go anywhere.
They suck anybody. They don't
respect class or race. You can go to the galleries and museums of the world and you can find almost anything there, yes? Men, women, fruit, children, skies, everything. But you don't find any pubic lice because they're discriminated against. And they're all part of the creation anyway, no? They're all God's children, the Christian would say.
But you're being slightly tongue-in-cheek.
No. The connection with sex... Yeah, is a very clear one, yeah.
But their message about sexuality is not at all clear. I ask why they don't use naked females, and they say they are overexposed already in the media.
They're not so keen on the idea of division, gay or straight. We are not very keen on that.
We believe we
are between straight and bent, somewhere in between. That's it. Everybody is. We don't know exactly where we are, but we are somewhere there.
We never used the term gay ourselves because we found out that it came from female prostitutes from the 19th century anyway. We don't even believe in the idea of male and female. We think that's just an artificial structure. Yeah.
They like to blur boundaries. No one of them is ever responsible for any idea. And there's no separation between private and public. They exist to make the art, and there's nothing else. It's almost robotic. There's no music in the house. They stopped going to movies in the 60s. They have a TV, but they say they only use it to watch the news.
We're not great pleasure seekers in that way. We don't believe in that. We don't believe that Western society was advanced by people relaxing on the beach with the gin and tonic. It is through the pain and the struggle that it changes things.
But it's a very powerful kind of weapon that you have of, like, sitting here with this, like, very, very smart... demeanor. It is a lot more powerful than some aggressive agitprop kind of artist throwing it out.
I think that's our secret. Yeah.
We look like Prince Charles or, I don't know, some conservative people, no?
Now Gilbert, now George. It's an emotional continuum of calm and measured responses. Although, at one point they get very annoyed with the Tate Gallery, the most important modern museum in London, which, it seems, has never bought or exhibited their work. And yet the general public knows them well. George tells of a tramp they met on London Bridge.
A tramp, rather like when I was a child, a traditional tramp with a beard and dribbling
and a
funny hat. Yeah. And as he passed, he just said, "Mr. Gilbert, Mr. George." It's quite shocking. Do you think?
Did you say anything to him?
No, nothing.
Why?
He wouldn't want it that. Yeah.
This common touch and the vulnerability which glows from their baby faces crowned with soft white hair wins me over. It's hard to believe that in this studio, these guys pose with rear ends to the camera. Also, their vitality is infectious.
Yeah, it's exciting for us.
Yes, that's very it. Exciting. It's very simple. We are very, in that way, very naive, happy. We are happy to do our show. We are happy to do the opening.
They're looking forward to their pubic lice show. But by now, since they've given up trying to shock me, they're using the word crabs instead.
To see all the kids excited by the crabs and the parents frowning is a magic moment. A magic moment.
Out in the narrow hallway, the sun streams through the door and seems to backlight them. They loom large, one in grey herringbone and the other in blue. In their recent high-resolution pictures, they look like ironic saints in stained glass. And now, it's just as if they've stepped into their own painting. For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.